SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
I'm Sarah Malik, and this is Great Minds, a podcast featuring calming and inspiring meditations from around the world. Before we settle in, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands I'm recording from and pay my respects to the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands you're listening from. In this episode, we're trying a Buddhist loving kindness practice called Metta. Our guide for this meditation is Kynan Tan. He will guide us through practicing Metta, or loving kindness, towards yourself.
In this meditation, you'll be offering kindness to yourself. While this can sometimes be a difficult task, it can be incredibly helpful to shift your habitual ways of relating to your thoughts and actions. After all, you need to live in your head. Metta practice can make your mind a nicer place to be. Begin by finding a comfortable meditation posture. This might be sitting in a chair, lying in bed, or sitting on a cushion on the floor. Look for a balance between being relaxed and alert. Allow the spine to be nice and long. Feel free to make any adjustments to be even a little more comfortable. Once you've found your meditation posture, do your best to be still for the duration of the session. A still body leads to a still mind. If you do need to move, try to do so slowly and with awareness. This is the practice of metta, also known as loving kindness, friendliness, or goodwill meditation. Here we are working with our intentions to try and cultivate more kindness and well-being. We will bring to mind a person and then wish them well through phrases that are repeated silently. By repeating these phrases, we can plant the seeds of kindness, compassion, and well-being. Firstly, acknowledge that each meditation you do is itself an act of kindness. It is an act of kindness for yourself to spend time cultivating positive qualities of mind, such as patience, mindful awareness, focus, and openness. It's also an act of kindness for others, as any benefits that you experience from the practice will ripple out to those around you. Come into the present moment. Observe the sensations of the body. Notice the sensations in your hands. Notice the sensations of being supported by the chair, cushion, floor, or bed. Allow yourself to feel held and supported. Notice what it feels like to be you right now. Recognize your own wish for well-being. You are trying to move away from suffering and towards safety, ease, and happiness. See if you can honor this beautiful wish. Now begin offering yourself a sense of kindness. Gently begin to wish yourself well. Hold yourself in loving awareness. Then begin repeating the following phrases in your mind. May I be loved. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy. May I be loved. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy. Notice what this feels like in your body. See if any feelings come up for you. You might notice something subtle, like a hint of a smile, or you might feel something stronger, like a warm feeling in your chest area. If you don't feel feelings of kindness or friendliness, that's okay. It's also okay if you feel something very different, or even the opposite. There might be resentment or anger. Just try to observe what is happening and continue to say the phrases. This plants seeds in the mind that will eventually grow into feelings of goodwill and well-being. For many of us, it can be more difficult to wish kindness towards ourselves than towards others. You might feel as though you are your own harshest critic. Try to remember that this wish for your own well-being is not selfish, but helps to contribute to the happiness and well-being of others. As you take care of yourself, you gain the capacity to be more present and help others. The Buddha is quoted saying, "You could search the entire universe for someone more deserving of loving kindness than yourself, but you will not find that person." Remember that all beings deserve to be loved, safe, and happy. If you find yourself distracted, no problem. Anytime you notice, gently bring yourself back to the phrases and to this sense of kindness. Gently repeating the phrases. May I be loved. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy. Practicing metta and patiently repeating these phrases, we gradually cultivate these intentions of kindness. Repeated intentions eventually become habits of mind. What would it be like to give acceptance and kindness to ourselves? By doing this practice, we can gradually make the mind a nicer place to be. Thank you.
That brings us to the end of this meditation. You can read more about Kynan at sbs.com.au/greatminds. Click follow in your podcast player to catch upcoming meditation episodes, including a Vipassana meditation from India and the Tibetan practice of Tonglen. Thank you for listening.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.